I guess I would encourage people just to be generalists, and this is my own personal view, and it, because I work in a small group, my other skills have been really important, maybe not to career advancement in the job, but in terms of opportunities to do, say, some of the more interesting work. I've been able to do a lot of traveling, a lot of field work, and the project leaders are looking for people who can not only run a gas chromatograph, let's say, but can also rewire the plug if it breaks when you're on a ship in the middle of the Arctic Ocean, for example. We do a lot of work in remote places, but just people have a broad group of skills, not necessarily very focused on the chemistry only. Perhaps if you're working strictly in a lab environment, it's not quite as important, but I still think it makes you more versatile, and in this day of economic change and downsizing and doing the same or more with less people, having a broad skill set's pretty important. So in my case, things that I taught myself, very, very basic electronics from a high school electronics book, and it's turned out to be pretty useful in fixing, basic fixing of instruments. Photography, I do photography on the side, and it helps to do, we present posters at scientific conferences on our work, so I can prepare a poster that's sort of aesthetically pleasing and maybe helps get the point across. Just a whole variety of things. I once read a quote that, a little bit of it, I'll try and keep it brief, but basically says, human beings should be able to change diapers, plan an invasion, butcher a hog, con a ship, design a building, write a sonnet, balance an account, build a wall, set a bone, comfort the dying, take orders, give orders, cooperate, act alone, solve equations, analyze a new problem, pitch manure, program a computer, cook a tasty meal, fight efficiently, die gallantly, and the final quote is, specialization is for insects. That was Robert Heinlein, the science fiction writer. So that's my personal view, and this is what's helped me get some of the jobs that I want and to be involved in the kind of work I like.
Okay, thank you. Teaching jobs. I know the news, again, saying there are absolutely no teaching jobs. That's not true because people are retiring, I guess, but you have to find a way to distinguish yourself. I'll tell you a little story. We hired a new, because I'm the head of science, I'm a part of the interviewing team. We hired a new science teacher just a few months ago. One of our current science teachers had retired in December. And what made her special or different, the way she brought in her resume, it's a chemistry position, and it was a little bit juvenile, I thought, but it certainly was creative and attention-grabbing. You know, she had her resume all wrapped up and inserted in an Erlenmeyer flask, and that's how she delivered her resume at our school. At first I thought, and it was in pink, too. Like, okay, it's pink and it's in an Erlenmeyer flask, but I remembered. So right away I wanted to see, and then just all of this, she's a very creative person. In this, again, they are students. We need creative teachers. We need, yes, I'm a chemistry teacher, but you need to have different ways of teaching chemistry. So the person or the student who has absolutely no interest in science, you can bring that alive to them. As you can see, I'm very animated. Well, that's how I am in my classroom. So my kids, one of the things I always get is like, Miss, you don't look like a chemistry teacher. You don't act like a chemistry teacher because, you know, the glasses are not there and the lab coat is not there. It's like, no, let's get, well, we blow stuff up too, but you know, it's excitement and creativity and finding a way to distinguish yourself. You know, don't ever shy away from your individuality. You need to make yourself stand out. When they say there are no jobs, somebody has to teach their kids. Somebody's retiring. So yes, we may not be hiring 1,000 teachers this year, but you could be that one by distinguishing yourself.
Okay, I have a different perspective because of job nature that I'm doing, because my company is really big, so sometimes you really rely on the team to deliver. So, but regardless of whether it's in one person or a team, I think the quality is very important. You're very surprised that when we give a telephone interview or a face-to-face interview, you can very easily distinguish one person from the rest of them. It's hard to put into words. I don't know how to describe it, but I would encourage you to look around. It's good to get good score from exams on your courses, but also to look around, learn from people around you to see what good quality those people possess and what strength you have. Because really make your strength more visible is really important. Just make your weakness not noticeable. Make your strength really stand out. That really will show in all the interaction with people, either for interview or going forward for work. And for the type of work I'm working on, you think a PhD level scientist is supposed to be specialized, but I certainly have to learn every day. I think more than a year ago, I finished this management training with York School of Management Center. So just to be able to, you have to grow constantly. It's like, not you finish a PhD, you're at top. That's not the case. Regardless what level, you have to learn constantly. It's not just from books, but really from people around you and to know yourself.